With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hey, Undisputed listeners. Before we start the show, I wanted to tell you about our brand new Fox Sports app and website, FoxSports.com. Reimagined for the modern sports fan. Go ahead, download the new app right now. You don't even have to pause this episode. Every day on the new app and website, you'll see the top stories in sports, plus a rich world of written content, videos, social media, and analytics to give you a 360-degree view of the most important stories of the day. Streaming live TV has never been so easy or elegant. Every Fox Sports game, including all pregame and postgame shows, are just one click away. For the extra invested fan, we also go deep with real-time wagering lines, trending prop bets, win probability, and key player projections. Download the new Fox Sports app or visit www.foxsports.com now. Let's start the show. Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
The Lakers made offseason headlines by bringing in players like Montrezl Harrell, Marc Gasol, and Dennis Schroeder. They've also started the season with four straight home games, but are only 2-2 as they head to San Antonio tonight to face, yes, Skip's Spurs. So, Shannon, are the Lakers better or worse than last season?
Skip, they might be worse in the beginning of the year this year than they were last year, but I believe down the stretch, as they get more and more integrated with each other, they'll be better. You're blending in Schroeder. Now, for the most part, Schroeder's taking over the point. LeBron is playing off the ball a lot more than I think everybody, because Schroeder says, I want to be the point guard. They told me that I was going to be the point guard. And for the most part, LeBron has conceded and let him, you know, handle the ball, run the offense for the lion's share of the time that they're in the game together. Marc Gasol is going to have to get acclimated. He's going to have to, you know, look, he's not going to be active like JaVale and Dwight. He's just not. That's just not his game. It's never have been. But he's a great passer in the post, and his defensive prowess, Skip, is not above blocking shots above the rim, but he gets to a place, contests, pulls his hands up, and makes it difficult on you. We just got to find the rotation. They want to get Wesley Matthews minutes, but Skip, it's hard to play him when his defense is slack and he's not making shots. So it's hard for him to get minutes. Kuz has been hit or miss. The night before against Minnesota, Skip, he couldn't miss. The other night, he had 6 points, no assists, no rebounds.
Yep.
And so right now, they're just trying to find continuity. It was a very fast turnaround. So I believe at the beginning of this year, they're worse than where they were last year. But I believe over the long term, they will be better.
So you think the pieces could make them better than
yes,
they were last
year? I do.
And you did not mention Montrez.
Yes, Trez is going to be just fine.
And he's going to be what for you?
Trez, look, they got him to give them offense, and we know he can give you offense and hustle. But he's also might have to forego some of that offense, Skip, in order to be better defensively. He's going to have to make sure he puts a body on those bigs. You just can't just go hustle guys for the basketball. Mm. And I think sometimes that's what he tries to do. But these guys are crafty. They Cantor knows all the tricks of the trade. He'll fake one way and roll, and next thing you know, he has the ball. So Trez will be just fine. The guys, once they get a rotation, he's trying to find, okay, what lineup can I close with? Mm. But all of this would have been, if AD plays like AD, we're going to have another discussion, and it won't be anything about what Trez is doing.
Mm. So I've heard many people in the media, and then I heard Damian Lillard say before he played at Lakers the other night, they won the offseason. I believe you thought they won the offseason. I'm sorry, I can't see it. Again, I'm more Clippers than I'm Lakers, but I try to be objective and say, are they better? Last year, I thought they really made a lot of sweet moves under duress. Mm-hmm. Rob Pelinka was the executive of the year to me, because once Kawhi just jerked that rug right out from under him on July 5th,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, they scrambled, and it was one nice little move after another, and they piled up and added up right. to bubble championship. Right. Mm-hmm. But this time, you lost so much. You lost your interior. You lost your firepower in the post because...
I do wish we had another big.
Hey,
I'm talking about a true big, Skip, because I don't look at Trez as a big.
He is not a big. So Dwight Howard was really good last year. He was on his best behavior, and he plays with such edge. He plays in the gray area where it's some a little bit cheap shotty, but in a good way because he's your enforcer.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought an attitude and an edge, and you could play him home. You could play him down the stretch.
Right.
And he's got high IQ because he's been playing a long time, and he is a defensive player of the year multiple times.
Right.
Man, he was so good, and now he's a Sixer. And Danny Green is a Sixer. And Danny Green, I know you rip on him because he's hot and he's cold, and he seems like it's cold more than hot, but it balances out over the year. Mm-hmm. I was watching the Sixers last night. Looked like they were in trouble again against Toronto, and they roared back. And Danny Green, who everywhere he goes, good things happen, like championships, San Antonio, Toronto, L.A.
Right.
He was really good last night to me, mm-hmm. to my eye. He plays such good disruptive defense. He just knows how to play basketball.
Right.
JaVale took a lot of flack from Shaq to the Fool and all that.
Yeah, like JaVale.
Hey.
But he plays hard. He gives you everything he has.
He plays so hard, and he was a starter for you last year. And he is so long and so athletic that it's hard to replace him. And you replaced him with the antithesis of long and athletic in Gasol. Again, he's got high IQ. He knows how to play.
Right.
You know, obviously his big brother, he's taught well. He's got all the Euro style and steps and craftiness, but can he replace those two bigs? I don't think so. And then Trez. Vogel already took a little heat after the game the other night. He tried to close with Trez.
Right.
Well, that's the Clipper trap. That was against Denver. They kept trying to close with Trez and Lou Williams. Lou didn't even want to be in the bubble for much of the time. I don't think Trez wanted to be in the bubble, but he was out of shape. Now he's in shape. Mm-hmm. I give you that. He's just too short. I think he's like 6'6".
Right.
I don't know. They list him at more 6'7"-ish, but he's not a big man.
No.
He can't guard big men, and he can't make things happen in the paint that you need to make happen to close deals.
Right.
Okay? So I don't know that he's a huge upgrade, because remember, the Clippers were done with him for multiple reasons. He became subversive, malcontent in the locker room because he didn't like the way Kawhi, obviously, and Paul George got special privileges, and I get that, but they just said no to Montrez, and he voiced on, as he posted, he was shocked. He thought he was going to stay with the Clippers.
Right.
Okay, so he's got a chip on his shoulder. I give you that. That's advantage you. So maybe it'll play out well. But then I keep looking at playoff Rondo is gone. He's backing up Trey in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I wish he were a Clipper, but he's not a Laker either. And the other night against Portland, I thought you missed playoff Rondo down the stretch. He's a closer. He's really good. He knows how to get games home.
Well, they couldn't get stops, and they couldn't make any shots. At the end of the day, that's what it comes down to, especially in a nip-and-tuck ball game. Can you get stops? Can you make shots? And Portland was able to make shots and get stops, and the Lakers were unable to do that. But I just think, Skip, yes, it's going to take some time because you're blending in basically a point guard and a big. So you got Schroeder and AD is going to have to find their chemistry. Mark is going to have to find, okay, this is where I need to be. This is how I need to do it. But I like I said, I think early on, they're not as good as they were last year. But I believe over the long haul, maybe a month into the season.
Okay. No Danny Green, no Avery Bradley. You lost your two best perimeter defenders, unless you want to throw Wes Matthews. I haven't seen it yet.
Right.
In his past, he has been that guy.
And he's been a decent three-point shooter, but now he can't buy one.
No, he can't. But those two guys are really big-time 3-and-D guys who can make them at the highest level in big games.
KCP's playing really well for us.
Okay, I got that. But he was there, and he's still there.
Skip, they keep counting on Kuzma.
Mm-hmm.
He's
never been able to fit in with LeBron and AD as that third wheel.
He just needs to be consistent. You can't give somebody 22, 23 one night and then turn around and give them six. Just be consistent. If you just give them a consistent 15 to 17, that's better than the highs of 23 and the lows of six.
I don't know why, but he always comes across to me as an outsider looking in, like he's not in the club. With LeBron and AD. That's how it
seems. Well, yeah, ain't nobody in the club. Okay. Yeah, I mean, ain't nobody in the club. No.
Well, unfortunately, the club was closed in the fourth quarter the other night because AD, your MVP this year, I don't know what happens to him. He just sort of disappears in fourth quarters. He scored 2 points and had one rebound.
He got to demand it.
Yep.
He has to demand the basketball.
Because the best I've ever seen him play was in the bubble. And I don't know what got into him, but I haven't seen that AD out of the bubble back in Los Angeles.
I've seen him play. You saw him lead before the bubble, Skip. You saw what he did was doing to the Clippers. You saw what he did to the Nuggets. AD is AD. He just has to understand that he's AD all the time. And that requires that you give me the damn ball. Schroeder, you're not taking more shots than me.
He is, and he did, and he will, because that is his mentality.
Yeah, I don't care what his mentality is.
I don't know. I just don't love him as a fit. You know,
I like
Schroeder has extraordinary ability. It's just like...
He gets to the rim.
Hey, you want to talk about quickness, effortless just sort of quickness, but he's 6'1".
Yeah.
So is Rondo. But is this guy, does he have Rondo's sort of genius for basketball? I don't know.
He's a different type of point guard than Rondo. He's really a two. Rondo is a traditional point guard.
He is.
Is that the first and most important thing is running the offense, facilitating the offense, assisting the basketball. And then if you leave me open, you give me a shot, I'll take it. These modern point guards, Skip, they're really two guards. It's like, I'm going to shoot first, and if I got a wide-open guy, I'll pass it to him. But other than that, I'm looking to create my own shot.
I think you're going to have a hard time blending his chemistry into yours.
What?
Yep.
We're going to start tonight. I like to blend tonight.
Do you?
Yeah. Burger and fries. Eat them up, Lakers. Yeah. Burger and fries, that's a perfect combination.
LeBron might be a little distracted tonight because it's his birthday.
He was distracted.
Big birthday celebration. Shannon, have you already texted him happy birthday?
Yeah, I got a little. Yeah, he sent me a little gift for his birthday.
He sends gifts to you.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah.
What do you mean? That doesn't make any sense.
No mercy.
What's up, Undisputed listeners? It's your boy, Shay Sharp. I wanted to tell you about my new podcast, Club Shay Shay, where we always do something before two something. Each week, I sit down with a guest for a drink and conversation, and as host and proprietor of Club Shay Shay, I welcome in esteemed guests such as Snoop Dogg, Floyd Money Mayweather, LeVar Ball, Isaiah Thomas, just to mention a few. Whether I'm talking to an athlete, a musician, an actor, or a lifelong friend, Club Shay Shay is a place where people share inspiring and motivational stories about their journeys to prominence. The new episode drops every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to Club Shay Shay now and make sure you never miss a new episode. Now back to Undisputed.
No mercy.
The final Sunday of the regular season kicks off with the Cowboys in a must-win game against the Giants. Then the Bears try to win their way into the playoffs against the Packers squad gunning for the top seed in the NFC or other regional action as well, guys. Check local listings for the games in your area only on Fox and the Fox Sports app. I cannot believe it's the final Sunday of the regular season. It has flown by in a lot of ways. And Washington can rain on Dallas's parade if they get a win and walk away with the NFC East on Sunday. However, they lose to Philly, then the winner of that Cowboys-Giants game on Fox will walk away with the NFC East title and a playoff home game. Former All-Pro cornerback Antonio Cromartie is joining us now. Antonio, I have been asking all season, but now I can really ask, who wins the NFC East in your eyes?
How about them Cowboys? I hate to say it, but Cowboys is going to win. I see them winning that division just because, you know, you look at everything that's going on in Washington, Philly's out of it, and I don't think the Giants have enough firepower to beat the Cowboys with the momentum they're having right now on a 3-game winning streak.
Yeah, Jim Schwartz made it abundantly clear. He says, I don't want anybody celebrating on our field. We got a rule, no hat. So there will be no NFC East. So basically,
I like that. No hat.
That's what he said. That's what he said yesterday, Skip, at his press conference.
Yeah.
Is that so we know, look, there's nothing like keeping a division opponent. Misery loves company. Hell, we're not going to the playoffs. Guess what? We want y'all season to end right along with ours. So come Monday, we're cleaning out our lockers, packing up our stuff, going home. We want the same thing to be happening to you to Washington football team. Mm. But, Skip, Alex Smith is looking like he's on track to play. Skip, I mean, think about it. I'm pinning my hopes on a guy that had 17 surgeries on his leg over the last 2 years. That's where I got my hopes. That's it. That's all I got for you, Skip. I mean, I wish it was something I could tell you that make me feel, to make me feel better, make you feel worse. But my hopes are pinned to Alex Smith and the defense giving a better performance this Sunday than what they gave last Sunday against Carolina. Now, they didn't play bad, but I still thought they let them drive the field a couple of times and get and take valuable time off the clock. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, Alex Smith doesn't turn the football over, doesn't give the Eagles and Jalen Hurts short fields. If they drive the football and beat you, okay, you can live with that, but just don't turn it over. But I got a little, I'm still holding on to the old Washington football team.
Holding on to that little bitty hope, huh?
Yep, a little bit. I got a little bit of.
Let me translate what my man Shannon Sharp just said. How about them Cowboys? That's what my man just said. He said exactly what my man Crow opened this segment by saying. It is time for the Cowboys to win the NFC. I'll give you least, but they're going to win it. They are in the proverbial catbird seat, and you can't kick them out of there. It is meant to be. It is happening.
You see, I ain't glowing,
and
bro.
You know what? Usually, I would be deathly afraid of jinxing myself because I would say, oh, God.
That would have, think about thinking, it.
Yeah.
Think about it.
There's no jinxing going on here because it's going to happen.
Bro, for 4 years in a row, when it came down to something like this, I don't want to jinx it. Yeah. I'm not going to say anything. Nope. Look how he's glowing now. He's just over there. Oh, yeah, I ain't worried about this. We got this one in the bag.
It is happening just because of sheer momentum.
Okay.
My team has won 3 straight games.
Okay.
While taking the ball away 10 times, something they didn't do all year. They've taken it away 10 times in 3 games and given it up 1 time. 10-1. Is that not a recipe for success? I would say. Andy Dalton, last 3 games, 7 touchdown passes to 1 interception. Is that not a recipe for winning the NFC least?
Okay.
All of a sudden, Andy Dalton has just crazy hot chemistry with Michael Gallup. Is that not a sign that we're going to win the East? You know it, and I know it. If you try to double, let the Giants double Michael Gallup. There's a guy named Amari, and there's another kid named CeeDee Lamb, and he is sweet running with the ball because he will run away from you, catch it, and run with it to the house.
You feel it real. It's been a while since he's been like this, Craig.
I don't know what to say except the Giants have lost 3 straight. Washington has lost 2 straight, and you guys are pinning your hopes on a quarterback in Alex Smith who, back in Kansas City, he went 1-4 in the playoffs. This is a playoff game. Am I right?
Basically.
It is. Defense.
It is. Crow, talk me out of it, because you can't.
Listen, Skip, all I'm saying, you saying you don't want to jinx yourself. What happened the last 3 years, Skip? Every time you get up here, I'm not going to jinx myself.
Not this
in the
time.
Bag. See, what happens? You
not
go out there, and they lay an egg.
No,
and don't jinx yourself.
I will. Listen, I am not jinxing myself because it's meant to be. I can just feel it in my body. I've been telling you for 2 or 3 weeks now. I just feel like this is happening, and I'm going to go with my gut feeling on this because
that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, seriously,
don't get too excited. But the thing that's been helping Andy Dalton the last couple of weeks is the run game. They actually had the run game with Pollard. And Pollard's giving him more of a spark when he can make bigger runs. He's more explosive right now than Ezekiel Elliott. So you get that spark. Now you open up the pass game where Andy Dalton don't have to solely depend on the passing game.
Okay.
But he can open up the run game. It makes him a little more comfortable. And that's what's been happening in the last 3 weeks. So if they can continue on that, then I can see them winning the game. But all I'm saying, Skip, don't get your hopes up too high.
Okay, I'm getting about just Alex this Smith high. They're about in. That high because that's how much the NFC least deserves.
But here's the thing, though. This is what he's done twice. He's thrown away all his cowboy gear twice this year.
That was a long time ago.
Already this year.
I retrieved it.
And he got it out. He dusted his hat off. He dusted his jersey off. He all dancing on TikTok. He up there like Juju. I said, okay. I see. But your day coming on Sunday. Washington, please, please, Washington, please, please, Washington.
Nope. We got this. And you know who else has this?
Who?
My man Jalen Hurts will have this. I thought Jalen Hurts played really well at Jerry World. He had 411 combined yards. For a kid in his third start in the league, that was really good.
Skip, we play for yards or we play for wins?
Okay, well, I got it. But he will put up yards on the Washington defense. He will out-duel Alex Smith. Alex Smith, remember, once upon a time in San Francisco, biggest playoff game of his life. Alex Smith has the NFC Championship game one step from the Super Bowl at home. And he gets booted right out of the playoffs by Eli's upstart wild card Giants.
He did.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And he stunk.
2012.
Whew. But it's all right. He'll be back.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
Well, he'll be back next year.
No. This year.
Yeah,
I got
this,
it.
Jalen's going to end this.
Riverboat Ron is going to have Washington Redskins ready to play.
No.
Especially that defense.
You know, so they have lost two in a row, and they just look sad against Carolina.
They did.
They just look dead in the water.
They had a lot of internal things going on. So they had to overcome that.
Yeah. So now
that the distraction is gone.
Right. They got a guy they truly believe in. Mm. They got there's something about going out there playing for a guy, playing with a guy that you believe in, that he can get, 100%. That he put the time in, that he put the work in, and he sincerely gives you an opportunity to win this game.
Do you realize back in his last game at San Francisco a couple of weeks back that he made it through almost the whole first half before he pulled his calf muscle or whatever it is that he's injured with now?
Yeah.
He had a QBR of 9 in that game. He was horrible.
Go have a QBR 90 this game.
Well, you just watch. We're gonna have
is Fletcher Cox playing?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
No Fletcher.
All I know is that Jalen Hurts is going to put up some yards and some points on that.
He's going to put up some turnovers,
okay,
too.
But think of all of a sudden, Jalen's got all his weapons, but you said Carson Wentz didn't have the weapons.
But you know what?
Is D-Jack back?
Yes.
Is Alshon back? Yes.
But you know what?
Hurts, Goddard, Fulgham, Greg Ward Jr., Miles Sanders. He's got all his weapons.
But if you look at the last two games, he's averaging getting sacked as much as Carson Wentz. He's averaging turning the ball over as much as Carson Wentz. So what have they done, Crow? If a guy that comes in and you say that Carson Wentz is terrible, and because he's losing, if the guy that comes in behind him turns the ball over just as much, gets sacked just as much, loses just as much, what have you done?
Who can hurt you with his legs more? Jalen or Carson Wentz?
But Skip, at the end of the day, if I got the L, if I'm walking up the field with my helmet in my hand and my head down, what has he done?
He had us down 14-3, and I thought, uh-oh, here they go. And we said,
and
no, not in our house.
Carson Wentz had Washington football team down 17-0 first game of the season.
He did.
Then what happened?
Yep. Okay. Well, it ain't happening this time.
Alex, check down.
Yep.
I got
it. How confident are you in the Cowboys now? Scale of 1 to 10. 9?
Nah, I'm going to give them a 5.
A 5? You just said how about them Cowboys, right?
But listen, the run game's been helping them a lot. And that's what's been helping Andy Dalton. Defense has been playing tremendously well and better in the, and also better in the secondary. They've been getting turnovers there. But you just don't know. I mean, you got to think about it. That Giants defense still can play ball.
They can. I agree.
And you still got Daniel Jones that can extend plays and get his legs going and also complete the pass down the field. They have weapons on the other side of the ball, too. So it's just a point of which Cowboys team is going to show up. Is it going to be the last 3 week Cowboys or is it going to be the first 4 weeks Cowboys?
No, they're on the roll. They figured it out. They're clicking. They gel.
It's all about any given Sunday.
Okay.
Anything can happen.
I got it. But you see what happens. All of a sudden, it's December to remember. They took off. You see it all the time.
Hold on. You talk about you see a team. Yep. How many times have you seen that from your team? What did your team do last year in December?
In December.
Hey.
What about
I have paid a price for this. I paid lots of prices for many years. And it finally came full circle back to fruition.
Okay.
You are watching fruition.
Okay.
And it's not much. I just asked Santa for a tiny little trophy, little NFC East trophy, and it's 1 inch tall, and he left it under my tree because that's all it deserves. But we are going to have a home playoff game, and it might be against Tom Brady. And I don't care because I'll take it.
2021, do what you do.
Don't say that. Don't jinx 2021 for all of us. Let Skip have his moment. He has a feeling. He has a special feeling.
I just have a feeling, and so does Ezekiel Elliott. Have
yes,
you seen it? He
exactly.
says he's healthier than he's been all year.
Can
he had 105 yards.
And
I'm,
see
I'm
how this
good.
Plays out. Antonio, thank you for joining us, although I don't know how Shannon feels about it.
No mercy.
Hey, Undisputed listeners, it's Charlotte Wilder here to tell you about my new podcast with Mark Titus called the People Sports Podcast. It comes out every Thursday, and Mark and I take one of the big stories of the week, and then we go off on tangents you never saw coming. This might mean that we start talking about the Dodgers winning the World Series and end up wondering if Knicks fans deserve happiness, or begin with LeBron's greatness and end up drafting our ultimate beer league softball team made up of old athletes. Whatever it is, the only rule of the show is that it has to be fun and funny, because these days we could all use as many laughs as we can get. So check it out wherever you get your podcasts and come down weird sports rabbit holes with us. We can't wait to have you.
No mercy.
Tom Brady has already helped the Buccaneers win three more games than last year, and they still have one more to play this week. Brady has also ended Tampa's 12-year playoff drought by clinching a spot last week in Detroit. Antonio Cromartie is still joining us. So, Antonio, has Brady's impact on Tampa this season been overrated or underrated?
I think I would say overrated just for Tampa. And the reason I say that is because you already know what you're going to get out of Tom Brady. Yeah, he's walking into a new system where he's got to throw the ball down the field, but you knew what you was going to get out of him. I think he makes great decisions. He understands what he can bring to the table, but I think it was blown over too far about what he can do and what he could do. I mean, he's still throwing interceptions. He's still making those mistakes in that system. So it's just the point of him was just getting comfortable and just going to play football like he usually do.
Brady has played better than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very low bar, because I think everybody looked at Jameis. Jameis had 30 interceptions last year. He's already thrown for more touchdowns with another game to go, but he's thrown for 22 fewer interceptions than what Jameis thrown for. And so Brady has played well. He's played exceptionally well against bad football teams. Because against football teams that are non-playoffs, he's 9-0, 26 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Against current playoff teams, he's 1-5, 10 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Conversely, my homeboy is 5-0, 14-3. 5-0, and every night, I don't know, we're trying to find out, have anybody ever beaten 5 teams that made the playoffs on the road? That's what he did this year. So, Skip, look, like I said, I will give Brady credit. He's played better than I thought that he would play, even overall. But his best moments have come against bad football teams. So we're going to find out. I think I'm going to give him an incomplete grade. Because there will be no Chargers, there will be no bad football teams in the playoffs. Can he navigate Green Bay, New Orleans, the Rams, some of these other teams that's going to be in the playoffs? But give him credit. He 36 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, which isn't bad. But unfortunately, thing is, Skip, 26 of those touchdowns have come against teams that's not in the playoffs. Skip said he like guys that do well, the money on the line, playoff caliber teams. Your guy hadn't done that.
Got to add the Cowboys, and then the Cowboys are a bad playoff team, too. So if they got to play the Cowboys.
Oh, they mean, I want Tampa to get them.
And you won't be impressed. I love it how you just damned Brady with faint praise.
Who did that?
You did it.
That's
the classic damning with faint praise.
Skip, I said he played better than I thought he would.
It's like, let me explain.
What did you expect?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, let me explain to both of you just how dead wrong you are about the impact this man has had this year on this team and this franchise. Remember, when he walked in the door, this was the losingest franchise in the history of sports, winning 33% of its games, had not made the NFL playoffs since 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Are they in?
Yes.
Yeah, they've already clinched.
They clinched.
A year ago, Jameis by far led the NFL in turnovers with 30 interceptions and 5 lost fumbles, and they by far as a team led the NFL in turnovers. They were also the most penalized team in the entire league last year. Guess what? in turnover differential. They're now plus 7, which is tied with, guess who, the Kansas City Chiefs for third best turnover differential in football. Is that good?
Oh, really good.
That's good. Brady impact. Would you believe in penalized yards, they're only the 10th, or their 10th best, if right. you want to look at it that way. 10th best team in pro football, they were the worst last year. That's because Brady has instilled and installed the Patriot way in Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. You can see it. It had already taken off at 6-2, and Brady said, no, we still need one more piece if we're going to go win a Super Bowl that will be played on in our home stadium. I need one more piece. I need a slot receiver who at one point was the best slot receiver in football, named Antonio Brown. And it's going to disrupt us for a while. And it did. And it took them a while to figure it out. And then all of a sudden, it started to click. And in December, Tom Brady has thrown 0 interceptions. And this year, he has 3 comebacks to win games in the fourth quarter. And that's the most he's had in his career since 2013. And by the way, over his whole career, he leads football in historically in comebacks in the fourth quarter and overtime.
If you don't mind me asking, the teams that he beat in December, are any of those teams in the playoffs?
Mm. Thank you.
Atlanta not have him down 17-0 and 24-7 because his defense has been horrible.
Atlanta picking 4th in the draft.
Mm, interesting. Oh. Yeah. Did you see what Atlanta almost did to my homeboy?
Lost just like they did to Brady.
They lost.
Did AJ Terrell have the ball right in his hands and a second interception of Mahomes and it should have ended the game?
We see that.
We say this, almost doesn't count, that Brady. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in back-to-back halves, I watched Tom Brady throw for 320 yards in the second half against Atlanta to bring them back from 24-7 down to win that game, 31-27. And then in the first half at Detroit, after they had had terrible opening quarters, they had been outscored 59-7 over their previous 6 first quarters. He said, that's enough of this. And guess what? In the first half at Detroit, he threw for 348. That means in back-to-back halves, he threw for 668 yards. And the all-time NFL record is 545.
Stop doing that.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, don't stop saying nothing.
Norm Van Brocklin, Coliseum, 1951. Rams versus New York.
Skip, you say going into the Detroit game, mm-hmm. they had about been scored 59-7 in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. So Tom Brady does not get the ball in the first quarter.
He did get the ball.
So why wasn't he scoring?
Has their defense not been the most torchable secondary in pro football?
Skip, the 59 is on the defense. I'm talking about what's the 7. The 59 goes to the defense. What about the 7 that Tom Brady has only gotten?
Okay. Well, I told you they tried to throw AB into a volatile mix with 2 guys who made the Pro Bowl last year, and Tom had to convince both of them, you're not going to make the Pro Bowl this year, but we are going to go places when you sacrifice for the good of the team.
But hold on. Wait a minute. 1 minute you say, well, I need AB. So you blame AB for disrupting the chemistry. Then you turn around and commend him, says, okay, now we good.
No, well, it took 4 or 5 games to figure it out on the fly.
Skip, you just said, oh, Will's a 6-2 team. We need a great slot receiver who was one of the greatest slot receivers in football, and Antonio Brown. But now he messed up the chemistry. So
well,
it's not a point of messing up the chemistry.
He's a big personality, and he's a big personality in the huddle and on the sideline.
But he hadn't been. How do you know he hasn't? Stop it. You know, because B.A. already said it.
Come on.
He'd be the team player or get gone.
Yeah, but B.A. said, I don't want him in my locker room.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, Skip.
You want to bring up the Patriot way, right? One man can't change a whole entire locker room.
I think
that takes a coaching staff. No. If there was just because that's just more disciplined players. People are listening to what the coaches are saying. They're playing more discipline on the from creating more penalties. But the turnovers, yes, he's better in the turnover bracket. But I mean, he still throwing 11 picks. Yeah, he's still turning the ball over, and those against good teams. What has he done against? No, what has he done against good teams?
Okay.
He's lost.
Remember, no offseason.
That he's won, Skip.
They had virtual OTAs.
Everybody,
they had no preseason games.
Same thing, Skip.
And what happened to every great quarterback in his first year under Bruce Arians in that system? Lots of interceptions.
Let me ask you a question. So this is what I'm – Crow, and let me know if you're hearing this. When Brady plays poorly – he didn't have an offseason. He's in a new system, new coaching staff, new players. When Brady plays great, he the GOAT. Is that what you're hearing too, Crow?
Yes, That's exactly what I mean. But hold on, when he doesn't play great, what happened? Well, the defense has been
bad
the whole entire
year. About the defense doing a great job on the Falcons the second half. You don't mention anything about the defense doing the number on Detroit. No. But all you talk about Brady. But you keep
Shannon. They were 7-9 last year. They're 10-5.
Skip. But I give. I'm not saying that they're not better. They're better. They're better simply for the fact their defense is not having to play as many reps because Jameis is not turning the ball over at an alarming rate.
Yeah.
But you tell me that they're outscored 59-7 in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. The defense is responsible for the 59. I want to know who's responsible for the 7. Mm. That's all. Okay. I just want to know who's responsible for the 7.
All right. He is responsible for the 7, He's also very responsible for 10-5 and already clinched a wild card spot in the playoffs. And Shannon Sharp told me going into this year, his skills have eroded. He's now a noodle arm. He's lost too much velocity and distance on his throws, and he will not work in the bombs away Bruce Arians, no risk it, no biscuit offense. And guess what? He came in and said, watch this, Mr. Sharp. I'm going to play the offense just the way it should be played. Would you believe that in deep passing completions, these are 20-plus yard completions, guess who leads the whole NFL? The 43-year-old in Tampa Bay does.
Repeat that stat again.
33.
He got 33 deep.
Deep passing completions.
Hey, Crow,
33.
Crow, this is what he won't tell you. He's 19th in completion percentage on those deep throws.
Oh, I already know that.
I need you to tell the story in its entirety.
Well, who's thrown the most deep passes in the whole league? Well, he's been first all year. He's now second in air distance. He's just going bombs away. You know, the farther the ball travels, the lower the percentage, right?
But he's 19th in completion percentage. Yep. You make it seem like you show the ones that he's completing, but you don't show the ones that he's incompleting. He's 19th.
Huh. And would you believe that Pro Football Focus, a highly respected website, Pro Football Focus grades Tom Brady for his whole body of work this year, playoff or non-playoff teams, whoever the opponent is, tied for second in the league with Deshaun, behind Aaron Rodgers, ahead of Mahomes. Who knew? And he's 43, starting over, all new in Tampa with no offseason, and you guys will give him no credit.
The only people that listen.
What credit are you going to give him? Everybody's dealing with the same exact thing, Skip.
Everybody else had continuity in place.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes has been in Kansas City for 4 years.
You can call it whatever you want. At the end of the day, everybody still dealt with the same thing. That's it. Everybody still, the virtual meetings, all that stuff, they still dealing with the same thing. There was no timing in any of this, so nobody had any timing down.
Yeah, but Tom Brady knew one system for 20 years, and he had to start completely under a system that is the flip side of the New England system.
But he the GOAT, though.
Well, he just showed you he's really the GOAT.
But he wasn't the GOAT against New Orleans or Chicago.
He had a terrible game against New Orleans.
No, he had two terrible games. Okay, what about the Chiefs?
The Chiefs, he was tremendous.
When?
He outplayed Patrick Mahomes in the second half of that game. Patrick Mahomes threw for 104 yards in the second half of that game.
So now we only play one half.
He brought him all the way back to 27-24 down with 4:10 left, and his defense couldn't get the ball back? Does Brady have to play safety at 43?
But you don't say that when Brady keeps the ball away. When Brady kept the ball away from Mahomes, and he didn't let him get it back in the championship game. You say that's Brady playing keep away.
Yeah, but how did he play keep away? He converted 3 straight 3rd-and-10s in overtime.
What did Mahomes do?
Huh?
2 straight 3rd-downs. He kept the ball away from Tom Brady.
Against what? Tampa Bay.
You see what he did?
Same defense that allowed Tyreek to catch 203 yards versus balls in the first quarter. 203 yards receiving.
And the defense said, that's the same Tom Brady that you hyping up that threw 3 picks against New Orleans, threw a couple of pick sixes, started the week off, pick six.
Right now, I'll take Antonio Cromartie. I don't even know what shape he's in. I'll take him right now over Carlton Davis. I will. I'll take him.
Skip. You deny it's the defense, Paul. When Tom Brady throw those picks. So how are those picks on the defense? The way he played against New Orleans, how was that on the defense?
Well, guess what? The last month, he has thrown no interceptions.
Right, but you want to tell me what team of the last month that he played is going to the playoffs?
Well, again, it looked like Atlanta was going to the playoffs on the day they played him.
When? Well, with three wins.
Well, you saw what they did to Mahomes. I just told you.
Lost. That's what I saw.
Yeah, because they dropped the ball, literally dropped the ball.
My guy went on the road and beat New Orleans in New Orleans. What did your team, what did your guy do against New Orleans?
He got thrown into the fire with no preseason games and a brand new team against your arch rival.
Okay, what about that Sunday night one? No, Sunday night.
Just horrible. I told you it was stunk. It's the worst game he's ever played.
Okay, what about the Rams?
And guess what? The game at Detroit might have been the best game he's ever played.
What about the Rams? How you do against the Rams?
What about the Rams?
He was okay against the Rams. They were terrible. They let Jared Goff just chew him up and spit him out.
And Nick Foles, you lost to Chicago. Nick Foles has been benched for Mitchell Trubisky.
Yep. Nick Foles,
You guys,
41 in the Super Bowl on Belichick.
If I don't interrupt this thing, we could go on for the rest of the 30 minutes we have left in the show. We have a lot more to get to. So, Antonio, I'm going to wrap this thing up. Thank you for joining us. Happy New Year. We'll check in with you very soon.
No mercy.
Russell Westbrook remains a triple-double machine with the Wizards. Westbrook had his third one last night, joining Oscar Robertson as the only player to rack up three triple-doubles in their first three games of the season. The bad news for Westbrook is that came in another loss, as the Wizards remain winless on the year at 1-4. So, Shannon, what does this tell you?
I mean, this is what Wes is. This is what you're going to get from Russ. He's a phenomenal talent. He plays hard. He's never going to cheat you. You're never going to go to a game and say, man, that guy dogged it. I paid my money for that, and that guy, he didn't give me his all. He's going to give you everything. Skip, it just goes to show, and he wanted to go somewhere where he could showcase this. But it just goes to show you triple-doubles doesn't necessarily equate to wins. He might, Skip, he might have an average of triple-double this year, but they're going to finish 12th, 13th in the Eastern Conference. That's what it's going to be. And that's it's sad, but this is what it is, Skip. That's why I didn't think getting Russ was going to change their fortune. They're not going to the playoffs, Skip. They're not a playoff team. Russ is going to average a triple-double. He's going to put, you know, people like, oh, my goodness. But it doesn't equate to win. And I thought that's what it was about. He wanted to play for a championship. Mm-hmm. I get it. He didn't want to be with James anymore because he thought James' behavior off the court, you know, not, you know, being late and yada, 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 wasn't conducive. But if he thinks going and getting triple doubles and guys showing up on time, he's not any closer to winning a championship in Washington than he was in Houston, than he was in OKC once KD left. So this is what he's going to be relegated to, Skip. He's probably going to end his career. Who knows? He might break Oscar's record of 181 triple doubles. Hell, he might end up with 200.
He might.
But he's never going to be close to winning a championship again.
Agreed. I will say this for Wizards fans, though. I would much rather watch Russell Westbrook lose than John Wall lose. Seriously.
But you know what's going to happen.
It's a better sideshow to watch Russ get another triple-double. Mm-hmm. And I watched a bunch of it last night because I'm just fascinated watching him play.
Right.
But I am not seeing the same Russell Westbrook that I often saw in Oklahoma City.
Man, he's not that explosive, Skip.
He's not. He is eroding in his explosion. It's not quite the same. And you know what the biggest indicator of that is? So in four games, he shot a grand total of 11 free throws. He is not getting to the free throw line the way he used to. He's made 8 of 11, which for him is pretty good at 73%. But look at what's going on from the three-point line. Well, he doesn't try it very much, but he's tried 10 threes, and he's made one of them. Well, that's a big contributor to the 0-4, right?
And they were terrible from the three last night.
Okay. And what is Bradley Beal? What does he do? The numbers look good for Bradley Beal. He's averaging a career high 32 points. Guess what he is from three so far? It's 24%. That won't work. So, again, they got outshot, as you see on your box score, from three by an 0-3 Chicago Bulls team, right?
Yep.
And what did they get outscored by? 5 3-pointers. So that's 15 points from the 3-point line, and they lost by what? 7?
8.
Yep. There you go. So that pretty much sums it up.
Skip, and the thing is, he plays hard. I mean, if he was a football player, he's the guy you'd want on your team because you know he's going to give you everything. He's going to show up on time. He's going to be professional. He's going to work his ass off.
Yep.
But his stats, Skip, the triple double. It just goes to show you how it can be an overrated stat and cannot have any impact because, he had 15 rebounds. for a 6'2", 6'3", guard. And he probably, Skip, would I be surprised if he averaged 11, 12 rebounds a game? Nope. If they said, man, Russ going to average, I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay.
But guess what he going to finish? Probably at the bottom of the Eastern Conference. Mm.
So they've lost four games, not by that many. It's not like they got blown out. They lost by six at Philly, and then they had back-to-back home games against Orlando, who's really good. They haven't lost a game. Yeah. They're sneaky good.
Markel Fultz is playing well. Okay. He's playing well.
So they lost the Magic at home by 10 and 7, then they lost by 8 to Chicago. So they're not getting wiped out. But in the fourth quarter, they've been outscored by 12 points a game in the fourth quarter. So they're not doing it. He and Bradley Beal are not coming up big in fourth quarters.
Well, you better stop letting 7, 8, 9 guys get in double figures. Well, you ain't going to win very many games with that. If you got Skip, they'll address X amount of guys and everybody scoring double figures except three.
Yep. So it looks good. Bradley Beal's numbers look good in the box score. Russ's numbers look great in the box score. And they got 0-4 to show for it.
But it's
right? Even Bertans had 20 last night, so that looked pretty good, right?
Except
he shot 3 for 9 from three.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. Maybe it's easy for me to say because I won, but I think the thing is, Skip, that once you win a championship, that's all that really matters. I mean, what am I playing for? But I'm not out here for my health. Mm-hmm. I made money. Let me go somewhere. I'm willing to sacrifice. At that point in time, Skip, once you win a championship, when I was looking around after I left Denver after the end of the 99 season, I'm looking around. Skip, where can I go win? Yes, I want to make money. But if I have to take a few less millions to go win and compete for a title, losing. If you're a professional athlete and you've gotten used to winning, losing sucks. There's nothing, I tell people, losing hurts worse than winning feels good.
Yep.
And people don't understand. And if you haven't really won anything, Skip, you don't like, huh?
So what did Russell say as he left Houston? I need to go back to doing me, being me.
That's him.
Okay, there he is.
There it is.
He is the ultimate solo act.
Yeah.
In a sport that is connected with four teammates on the floor.
You're not going to win, right? But Skip, you're not going
to
win.
You're not going to win. It's hard to win. That's why Kevin Durant looks wiser and wiser, saying, I'm sorry. I can't do it with him.
Right.
I know it looks weak to join forces with the team that we had down 3-1, but I got to go do it.
Right.
And he got two rings out of it, and there'll be a day 20 years from now you look back, nobody will care that he joined forces with Steph and Clay. And
they're going to look at it and say the same thing about Brady. It was the best decision of his life.
They will.
Getting out of, man, I wanted Brady to spend his whole career. Brady's like, could Brady maybe have gotten that team to the playoffs? Well, maybe. But he's like, I know damn well I'm not gonna win no championship with this roster, with that talent on offense. Let me go somewhere because he knows, Skip, once you become a Brady, once you become those guys, it's championship or nothing.
Yep.
It ain't about no stats. Brady could have thrown for 2,000 yards if they win the championship, just like Peyton. Mm-hmm. Last year, look at Skip, he was on fumes, but he won the championship because that's what matters.
Yep.
And that's what should matter with Russ. But I guess he's like, I get these triple doubles, I ain't gonna win. Nobody that has championship aspirations is going to mess up their roster to get him. Boston's not going to get him. I mean, anybody that's in championship contention, Skip, who would trade for Russ?
So wouldn't you just declare Russell Westbrook a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
They don't really do ballot. I mean,
absolutely.
He just slammed dunk, right?
Yeah.
Because of triple-doubles.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because he's been a dominating player for a long time in this league. He's been a perennial all-star. He's a Hall of Famer. I'm pretty sure, unless he goes along for the ride somewhere, I don't think he's going to have a ring.
No, I don't think so either. And I don't know who will ever see a guard his size do what he's doing.
Yep.
I don't know if we'll ever see that again.
Mm. So do you think post-career, if he retires without a ring, do you think he'll look back with regret? I say zero.
Zero.
Yep.
Less than zero.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Agree.
All right, interesting you guys agree on that.
No mercy.